So let's talk a little bit about where we might be heading in terms of HER2 positive disease. And Randy, maybe you continue on and talk a little bit about.
Yeah, so once again, we're following in the footsteps of the breast cancer oncologists. And so there are a number of mostly combinations that seem to have activity, and that's assuming that the biology is the same for gastric cancer as it is for breast cancer. And I'm not absolutely certain, and there's some data sets we're trying to look at least in progression. But in progression in breast cancer, continuing anti-HER2 therapy has been very effective, and there are a number of different combinations. Like Joanna said, the combination, I wouldn't do lapatinib alone ever, but that the combination of lapatinib, in fact, probably the only place where lapatinib is still being used in breast cancer is in combination with trastuzumab. And so I think that would be something that I'm glad I wasn't aware of the study. Is that a homegrown study, or is that a?
It was actually a new formulation of lapatinib that they were testing, and then we were able to add in to it.
And so I think that was, I think that's something reasonable. The other things that have been looked at, particularly in breast cancer that are now seeping into upper GI cancer, have been pertuzumab and T-DM1. T-DM1 has been a very frustrating agent for us because we've been doing preclinical studies for many years and have been unable to set up the trials, but there are trials that are underway. And in fact, that's one of the ones that's listed under the trials in progress. T-DM1, as actually probably your audience knows better than the GI oncologist, is an ADC with trastuzumab with mitansine attached to it. At least in breast cancer, it's a very active agent, though it does have some toxicity, but less toxicity than chemotherapy alone. And my feeling is that this will probably be the anti-HER2 agent to beat in the future. And I agree. I think Eileen, you had said that. I think that will end up being, but we need to see, especially since at least the data in breast cancer looks so good. Pertuzumab is another agent that's already been approved in breast cancer as well. That was 2C4. The funny thing is that was originally the control antibody in our old antibody tests against actually trastuzumab in preclinical trials. It binds actually HER2, but prevents dimerization. And in a very expensive combination with trastuzumab, also has very good activity in breast cancer, and these trials are underway. So we have the one really biologically defined subgroup in upper GI cancer, which is, you know, HER2 positive. I think we have one drug that we already have, though we only have one indication, though many people would continue it and probably are continuing it second and third line. And we have a couple really interesting combinations. As I said, the pertuzumab, trastuzumab combination is very interesting. I think T-DM1 is the one, not just, you know, really to replace chemo. I think something I'm particularly interested in, rather than just adding it to chemotherapy, but also, you know, many, as has been brought up, many of these patients are beaten up, and the ability to give a targeted type of chemotherapy is very attractive. So in this subgroup, I think it's very exciting, at least right now.
Yeah, your colleague Sarah Hurvitz has the paper just came out in the JCO looking at T-DM1 upfront. I mean, there's chemo in there, but the patients don't.
I agree.
Have chemo problems, and it was better than docetaxel trastuzumab. And, you know, the pertuzumab thing really surprised people because the bump that they got by adding that on to trastuzumab and chemo was, you know, pretty substantial.
For a drug that it was, had sort of failed in many respects, as you know, by itself.
By itself, right.
Or chemotherapy. So yeah, I think all of us were really surprised by that.
But I mean, this is standard first-line therapy of HER2-positive breast cancer nowadays. You are going to get the so-called CLEOPATRA regimen. Have any patients been treated with T-DM1 at all, phase one or two studies in gastric?
I assume that, you know, as I said, this trial is underway, so I assume that patients are being treated. I don't know the phase one data. I assume that perhaps in some of the phase one trials with actually T-DM1, as I said, preclinically, it looks wonderful.